This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Chloe Brooks Kistler, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. So I've kicked Hal out of the studio for this week's episode. He drones on and on about admittedly cool things in the sky, but he's never answered a question I have as a non-astronomer about the Colorado night sky. So I put him to work to explain how constellations came to be, especially when there appears to only be one or two bright stars in them. And don't worry, I'll edit out Hal's bad jokes. It turns out there are two basic reasons for constellations' shapes. Some, like Leo the Lion, really do look like their namesake, but others, like Cancer the Crab, is, well, a big why. As it turns out, many ancient constellations honor mythological figures in roughly the same way the state of Washington honors George. The state isn't shaped like our first president, but it does honor him. Other constellations are more recent, having undergone a major shakeup by scientists in the 19th century to break up overly big constellations and create more order in our study of the skies. Currently, we have 88 constellations north and south. Some look like their namesake, others do not, but each contain beauty and secrets enough to keep scientists at work for generations. If you'd like to take a closer look at some constellations or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in the sky, please visit krcc.org for a link to information on our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Chloe Brooks Kistler for 91.5 KRCC and the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up Southern Colorado.